Hey y'all, this is Yamai the Colorist. Today is Sunday, October 7th, 2018. You are tuned into my audio journal, Gratitude and Intentional Living. It is where I share my real life experiences with you guys. Today is Sunday, October 7th. 2018, and this is titled Feelings of Loneliness. I want to talk about feelings of loneliness. I went from waking up to someone every day for 2 years, and I felt connected with this person. And the past few months, I've been waking up alone, thankful to be alive. Nonetheless, due to the change or the adjustment, I feel alone. Yes, I'm aware that I'm connected to everything, that there's one pervasive spirit. I'm the observer and I'm the observation. But operating in this material world, sometimes I feel alone. And I ask myself, I'm like, okay, I have 2 children, I have friends and family. You know, I say I'm not alone, but why do I feel alone? What are these feelings? And then I think about the change. I went from companionship to no companionship. And now I'm examining the whole companionship thing. Like, what's that all about? What is companionship? And for me, it's like, all right, when I connect with someone and share experiences, you know, like a life partner or something. But what do I do, or what do you do when no one is around? It's so tempting to tolerate folk just for the sake of having someone to share experiences with. And I want to piggyback onto two podcasts ago titled Getting Out of the Friend Zone. However, you know, that's the title, but the message is about self-worth and self-awareness and self-love, knowing who you are and what you require. But before one can even have the answers or know who they are and what they require, one would first have to have spent time with self to even know yourself. And isn't it how relationships, how it works when developing relationships with people? You get to know them by talking to them, spending time with them, and then repeat, and eventually, before you know it, you love them. And that's kind of ushered me into, you know, the topic of self-love. I think once one does spend time alone with self, that self-love is able to strengthen. And I'm realizing that being alone, it can feel painful. And why it feels painful, it comes from because of resistance. Resisting the present moment, holding on to past experiences, or even like developing or holding on to desired future experiences is resistance. For example, me holding on to when my ex and I were in a great space, and me longing for that or wanting to go back to that or keep thinking about that, that's resistance. I'm resisting this moment. Or let's say hoping or wishing to have a good relationship or whatever in the future, that's resistance as well. It's me resisting this moment, and that's where the pain comes in, because I'm rejecting this moment. Not wanting to experience or feel what's going on presently is rejection, and it causes pain. So, what do I do? What do I do when I feel alone and or lonely? And that's not what I want to feel. Shit, I feel it. I allow myself to feel it. I cry if I have to. But I talk kind to myself. I tell myself uplifting things. And I affirm. But what I'm realizing is I cannot settle. I'm not settling. I'm not settling for knowing temporary fix, whether it be a person or a thing. And if you know me personally, you're probably aware that I enjoy alcoholic beverages. However, throughout this recent adjustment, I've made a conscious decision to not drink while I'm experiencing or if I'm feeling loneliness. I'm not using anything to escape this feeling. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to spend time with myself. I'm going to learn interest about myself that I didn't know that I have. I'm going to cultivate things that I've started. I'm going to learn exactly what makes me tick, what moves me, and what motivates me. I'm going to spend so much time with me that eventually I will just fall in love with myself. And it won't be a need to outsource anything or look for anyone to complete me, because then that knowing will have kicked in. I will know that I'm already whole without things or people. And I see this so often. I see people experiencing loneliness, but they're outsourcing the happiness instead of going within. I'm realizing that happiness is within. It's not in a partner. It's not in friends or family. It's not in hanging out or drinking or drugs or shopping or material things. It's within. Happiness is with self. It starts with yourself. And I'm learning that one must spend time with themselves and have a genuine interest in themselves to be able to even have fulfilling relationships with others. Again, y'all, I'm not settling or compromising just to have something to do or to not feel alone. And in the past, there have been some things that I've engaged in and people who I've entertained that are honestly just not in alignment with the life I want to experience. But, you know, that shit is over with. I'm learning to say no to things and people that don't feel good or that don't represent what I want to experience. And I'm not sure if I'd even have the clarity that I do have about myself if I wasn't accepting of this season of being alone in the material sense. To become clearer that I can operate in self-awareness and self-love in the spirit, which is essentially our true nature. And I'm aware that people tune into this podcast/audio journal. So I just want to encourage anyone who may be listening, who may be experiencing feelings of loneliness or feeling alone, to be kind to yourself. Talk kind to yourself. Use this time as an opportunity to get some shit done. Put the work in towards your goals, you know, stuff that you may have been wanting to do. Invest in yourself. And it gets better every day. I'm sharing with y'all my experience. Some days are better than others, and some days are worse. But I allow myself to feel it. No entertaining incompatible people or substance abuse. No numbing or distractions. Just allowing myself to feel it and building resistance and strength. And operating in self-awareness and self-love. That's all I got, y'all. But thank you so much for listening. Please like this, share it, comment, engage with me. Until next time, y'all, I am Yamaya the Colorist on most social media platforms. And again, thank you so much for tuning in.